Welcome to My Take on It with Your Angelic Karma. If you are interested in sharing your story in a future broadcast, send an email to yourangelicstories@gmail.com. Here she is, folks, your host, the one, the only, the also beautiful, Your Angelic Karma.
You all an update on me and my Capricorn still going strong, but let me tell you what I messed up and did. You all heard me telling you how I was trying to take control of the relationship, and I did, and I don't like what the outcome was. I don't like the way that he changed. I don't like how he became. I just don't like it. It became too damn boring. I had to tell him he was making me the new what I changed him into, and it was all about his how he would be coming on to me like that. And this was during the beginning when I was really wanting to know what his feelings were for me. I was really wanting to know if he was looking at me in a serious way. And I wasn't able to tell because his conversation, when we would talk, it would always go towards his attraction towards me like that. And he would be very sexually explicit. And I am most definitely also attracted to him, but I was trying to hold, we have not had sex yet. I was trying to hold that back. And I at first I was engaging a little bit in that type of talk with him. And I was letting him know that I was equally attracted to him like that. You all know I have Mars, Mercury, and Venus, and Scorpio, and Pluto, sextile, and ascendant. So I was like, so I was letting him know also, but then when I started wanting to know if he was thinking about me seriously or if his feelings were serious, I kind of like cut that off completely, and I wouldn't let him talk to me like that, period. I just wouldn't let him talk to me like that. I just cut it off because I need to know if that was all that it was about. And so I just cut it out. And then, so it wasn't all it was about. We continued to communicate, you know, and things like that. And the involvement continued and got kind of serious. So, but he changed. He changed. You know, all of that was taken. All of the passion and that type of expression was gone. It like, he changed. He complied. He changed. And I was like, you know, And then things got serious, and I got the answer that I wanted, but he was still changed, and I was like, and I didn't like it. At first I felt victorious like that, okay. But then I didn't like it because it started making me feel, and I told him this because he's 62, he's older than I am. It made me feel like an old woman, and I told him that, and I was like, you're making me feel like an old woman like that. I feel that the situation is making me, even though I was the one that changed it. At first, I was feeling most definitely wanted. I was feeling wanted most definitely. And then it was like, and then it left because I took it as I had healed him from that energy. So it was gone. And then I was like, okay. And then I was like, okay, I didn't like it. I didn't mention it at first. I was like, okay, this is the way he's supposed to be because this means that it's serious. But then I was like, okay, something is missing. Like that, and I was like, the passion is missing. The other part is missing that lights me up, that lights my fire, that attracts me to him also. Like it was, something was incomplete. And he became like, oh, like dry? And so it made me feel like dry. And I was like, okay, so I was like, we need to have this talk. So we had to talk, and I explained to him that, okay, I did want him to change, and my behavior was because of me not knowing and feeling that, because I was really, I think, because I was highly attracted to him also. And I think that it made me feel that that's what the situation was all about, maybe for me and for him. But, and I was explaining that to him, and that, so that's the reason that I kind of amputated him like that. So I didn't say amputated, but, you know, I was letting him know that. Okay. Okay. That. Yeah. Okay. Now, but I don't like you being like this because it makes me, narcissistic, come on and be like that. It makes me feel like an old woman. It makes me feel like it does like that. And I was like, I don't know. Hell no. Like that. So I was like, okay, you're making me feel like an old woman. And or this is making me feel like an old woman. And I can't, something is missing now and I don't like that. Okay. So he's gradually being that way again, but now I'm seeing that I have to initiate that from him. And I don't like that when at first he was initiating everything. He was the initiator. He was like, I wasn't having to do anything. He was the initiator with everything, all conversations, all topics like that. You know, I was just able to change the conversation. If we were talking about something, he would let me change it like that. But his passion was most definitely high. And it's like pulling the plug or deflating somebody. But I feel that he's slowly coming back now. I feel that now he's slowly coming back and being himself. Like all of the energy, the completeness is returning, but it's also returning with now my questions being answered, or me feeling that that is more than the sexual interest and the physical attraction. It's a lot more to it than that, but that is a big role in it. That's a big portion of it. And it is for me also, and I'm not kicking that feeling to the curb. I want him to be exactly the way that he was. I want him to be the dirtiest old man that he could be like that, because I realized that when it was gone, that's what I liked about him. That's a part of what attracted me to him also, and I want him to be how he is and say what he feels and say what he thinks like that. That's how I want him to be. I don't want anything taken away. I want everything back exactly the way that it was, like that. I want it back, all of it back. I want all him to be like that. I'm not that type of woman that thinks that's bad or it's, but I like it. Talk dirty to me like that. Tell me how you feel about me. Tell me your attraction to me like that. Light my fire. That's what I like about him. I don't like feeling old. Like that. I don't like that the sexual part is missing. Mm-mm. Talk dirty to me every morning. Talk dirty to me in the middle of the day. Talk dirty to me before I go to sleep. Talk dirty to me while I'm in my sleep. Like that. That's what I want you to be doing. Like that. Now, that makes me feel alive like that when I'm with a romantic partner. So he's slowly coming back because I opened the door back. He's not speeding through it the way that he was. He's like, because I miss that. I miss him like that. Okay. I want him to be like that, like that. He's slowly coming back around to being that way, but he's not speeding the way that he was. Like, he used to be all over me. That Capricorn, it was like, he used to be all over me like that. It's like, but now, and I did like it. I liked it then also, but I needed to know about the seriousness of the relationship. I needed the situation to be focused on other things like the serious, and not it. He would make it, the relationship between us was surrounding me and his attraction to me like that and all of that. That's what it was surrounding. And I liked it being the center of his attention like that. And because he's having to divide his time between me and work, because he is a workaholic, but as I stated, exactly from the beginning, when I got his time, it was like zoomed in, focused, intense attention on me. He would be making up for it, but it would be like bombarding me like that with everything like that. And it's like, so, but I wanted it to, I guess I wanted things to slow down. My moon is in Capricorn. His sun is in Capricorn. I wanted to go, like, to slow down and go with my pace with the seriousness involved. Also, even though he was serious with the way that he was coming across, but it was very fiery and masculine and passionate and hot and heavy like that is the way that he would come across, like, no doubt about it. And I think that he feels that the way that he was coming across, it shouldn't have left a doubt in my mind anyway like that. But I guess with my moon being in Capricorn, I was like, the serious stuff without all of that being a distraction. I wanted the meat of the issue like that, this substance. But I don't want, okay, now I have the substance. Now I want all the other part too. I want all the other part too. I'm not into relations where we're sitting on the porch rocking and reclining with one another. Not yet. I'm 48. I'm not ready for that yet. I'm not looking for a companion. I'm looking for a romantic, long-term romantic partner with all of the ingredients that I feel that are significant. So I want him to put all the ingredients back into the pot, turn up the heat. No, don't put it on the stove. Put it on the fireplace and put more logs in it and turn up the heat like that, because it's going to be... I want that heat turned up. But I feel that I want it the way that it was. I don't know what the hell I was damn thinking. Because what I turned him into, I'm not that type of woman. He doesn't match with me being that way. That's not me. That makes me feel old. I'm not that type of woman. I'm the woman that he was initially. That's why I'm the woman that messes with who he was initially. That's why what made me attracted to him more like that as I got to know him. So I know I need him to come back like he was, like that. Now, he's coming back because I opened the door back up. But he's like, it's like a crack through it, like a peep through it, like that. Like that, and he's like, he's not coming on strong because I did tell him not to do that. And I think that, you know, when you tell somebody, when you correct someone on their behavior, it kind of makes them like, it makes them kind of cautious with you, or like, I don't know, hell, but I'm like, bust the door open. Come on in. Because without it, I feel void and I feel old and I feel sexually void and not, I don't feel anything like that. Just humdrum boredom. And boring humdrum communication, boring humdrum interactions, boring humdrum spending time with one another. I need that passion, that fire to get back to burning. I need those. I want that masculinity 100% all over me. So I'm gonna have to use my Mars, Mercury, Venus, and Scorpio parts, because he's also okay with, if we get married, he's also okay with having the sex after the marriage. I'm not into that. I'm not that type of woman like that. But if that's what he wants, that I'm not going to like throw myself over at him and say, okay, here I am like that. Come and take me. Even though I'm about to start telling him that in conversation now, because I need him to, I need that fire to start back burning. All that. The fire went out. I threw water on the fire. I need the fire to come back. Put in the fireplace like that. No. Because it makes me feel damn old. Hell no. Like that. I need him to come back strong. So, he was most definitely the initiator all the time of any type of conversation. Now, so any type of interaction, any type of time spent, he was the initiator. And so I want that old thing back. And it's slowly coming back. And when it comes back, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to shut the hell up. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to shut up. And let him be him like that. Because it most definitely fulfills me and lights my fire and keeps the fire burning within me also. And that's the type of partner that matches me and that I need. When it's time to be rocking on the porch in the rocking chair and being just companions and all of that and talk about the good old days, that we'll be there when we get there. Right now, I want all the sex. I want all the sex talk. I want you to be all dirty, all on top of me like that. That's what I want. Like that. That's what I'm wanting, and that's what I want bought back. I want you to be telling me what I have to look forward to, and I'm going to be telling you what you have to look forward to also. Like that, as we make plans to make things happen that are serious and significant. And I want to last throughout the relationship until both of us take our last breath. I want us to be knocking boots while we're taking it. Or somebody's going out. Whoever goes out first, they're going out knocking boots. That's the best way to go. I want to go out universe knocking boots like that in mid-orgasm. I just want to say, kaput, I'm going like that. That's how I want to be around my romantic relationships. I don't know about anybody else, but that's the type of woman that I am. And I want my Capricorn back the way that he was. And he's slowly coming back. And I'm not going to say anything this time. I'm staying out of it. I'm just going to be embracing. I'm going to be accepting. I'm going to be receptive. Because that is what lights my fire. That matches me. Because without it, I felt like the pug was pulled. And I felt like an old damn lady. Like that.